Grant Imahara was constantly building or refining robots. He worked on the Energizer Bunny, R2-D2, and a robot for the TV show BattleBots. He was best known for the Discovery Channel's popular science show, MythBusters. Imahara died on Monday at the age of 49. The cause was a brain aneurysm. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has an appreciation.
On MythBusters, Grant Imahara, Tori Belici, and Carrie Byron did some pretty nutty science experiments, like shooting a fireball made of non-dairy creamer out of a cannon.
Non-dairy creamer cannon! In 3, 2, 1!
When MythBusters was canceled, the trio made a new science show for Netflix called White Rabbit Project.
This is liquid nitrogen. Its temperature is minus 320 degrees.
Growing up in Los Angeles, Imahara's childhood bedroom was covered in Star Wars paraphernalia. Years later, he would be one of the official operators of R2-D2 when he worked for George Lucas's visual effects company, Industrial Light and Magic. He recently posted images of a baby Yoda animatronic he said would tour children's hospitals. He told late-night host Craig Ferguson, his passion for robots and building things started early.
My parents bought me a Lego kit when I was 4 years old, very small, and I would take things apart, put things together, and it's always been an obsession of mine.
Grant Imahara was constantly tinkering and sharing his obsession with robotics with others. He spoke at science festivals and on college campuses. He mentored a high school robotics team. Among the tributes on social media, one fan writes, "Thank you for making science fun." Another says, "Watching your show is one of the biggest reasons I study STEM at university." Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.